from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
Odyssey Sports Station.
We were at a party. The dear love fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it. What the rock lobster.
Sports Radio, that is another game with AntoniTheGame.com. Sam and Noel with Garrett, the other side of the glass, who is not disappointing us this morning. We're glad you're with us, wherever you may be. We got NFL football coming up later on today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Raiders, Vikings, pregame at 3:30, kickoff at 4 o'clock. It's coming up later today. John Fricke coming up at the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. And so glad you've been with us. This morning, and we talked about our dismay in our baseball team, the Braves, who are just having a devil of a time right now. We want to see signs of something that let us know they're turning the corner and they're going to be able to sustain it, and it just won't happen, Noel.
No, we are on this topsy-turvy, upside-down roller coaster that we can't get off of. We are on the Great American Scream Machine. We cannot get off of it.
A lot of screaming.
A lot of screaming
this year from this team because when the season began, people expected so much. And when the season started, we saw the things to confirm that. Boy, then we just started having this attrition.
Had a hot, first 9 days, and then
all of a sudden,
question marks ever since.
Yep. People being lost for the season that you expect to be there, and people who are in and out of the lineup, and my goodness, it affects more than just the offensive output. It kind of puts some of your defensive things, in jeopardy as well. When you don't have the usual faces there, usual people doing things, they've been able to kind of tread water and make it and get by. But this is the time when you want to see it all come together, and hopefully in the near future, we got some players who are going to get healthy and be able to be back in the lineup. But 6-5 final score. Colorado Rockies beat the Braves last night, and Grant Holmes got the start. He was on the mound for the Braves, went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 5 earned runs, struck out 8 before leaving. And even with that, the Braves bats tried to get off the base. They tried to rally. You know, Soler got a home run. Ozuna hit a home run as well. That's good things, but you got to be able to
hold
some people in place. And A.J. Minter, who did pitch last night, pitched the inning, had these thoughts after the game last night.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a bad outing. It was just bad results. Whenever you just hate it for the team because you know, the hitters fought back and did their job, and especially coming off, you know, slow and down, and they had every reason to, you know, feel sorry for themselves, and they decided to come back and give us a chance to win. And then, you know, the bullpen's doing a good job, and tonight we couldn't come up and come and help the team tonight. So it's frustrating, but you just got to keep playing for each other. And, you know, that's been our, you know, our motto all year, is playing for it together. And nothing's going to change that. And this game's going to test you as a player and test you as a man. And we're just going to continue to show up to the ballpark every day and just, you know, play for the Atlanta Braves.
And that is A.J. Metter kind of summing up how he felt. I mean, you still got something to play for. You still have games out there. But to have the constantly have the results that this team is having right now, that has to be difficult.
Yeah, man, my main man, Alan Jackson, sounding down. He sounds as down as we do. Yeah. But I get it. You know, you're not used to, you know, being a Braves player, being a Braves fan. You're not used to this feeling, right? I mean, it's baseball. It happens to every team. But it's not, you know, something we're used to. We're kind of, and it's weird for an Atlanta sports fan to say this, but we're kind of spoiled in that way where we always have something to play for, something to fight for. There's always something on the horizon when it comes to the Braves. And this season, we kind of see that slipping away a little bit. It doesn't feel as guaranteed or as penciled in as we've known it to be. I mean, and by known it to be, I mean for decades. I mean,
World Series bust.
Basically, yeah. I mean, he wasn't wrong when he said that.
Right,
it is World
right,
Series
right.
or bust, yeah. And it's looking like bust right now. So, you know. Yeah.
I mean, all that was just heart and nuts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We
That's
got
true.
Heart right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. don't know about the thing those squirrels collect outside, but we got heart right now. But
six,
like I said,
six
it happens to every
skid.
Team.
It's a six-game skid right now. And that's either – you know, you don't want to see that at this stage of the season. To have six, you know. Fortunately, Philadelphia has not been playing the way they've been playing throughout most of the season. It is a long season.
Right, but I think that's what makes right now disappointing is because, like, last weekend we saw ourselves gaining ground with Philadelphia slipping, but we're slipping right on with Philadelphia now. So it's like you're not even taking it or not even able to take advantage of what Philly is giving you right now. So it still feels like we're in an uphill climb.
Yeah, yeah. And the teams you're losing to, these are the mm-hmm. teams. These are the teams that Philadelphia got their lead
mm-hmm.
against, you know, teams like Miami and Colorado. When he's cleaned these guys up, and we end up losing to Colorado. 8:10 is the game time this evening as they will play the second game of this weekend series out in Colorado. And Max Fried is going to get the start and see if he can have a better start than he had last time out. You know, as the starting rotation has become – you know, some question marks. You're calling up whoever your player from Gwinnett du jour is, you know, to come out and pitch and see if they can get you five innings. And some degrees of success, you've been able to do that. But, you know, this is the time of year when you want to try to get in mind, you make it to the playoffs, who your 3 to 4 guys are going to be, right?
You want to be more cemented, but that's just kind of what this team is as a whole. They're not really cemented in their batting lineup. They're not really cemented in their offensive field play. They're not really cemented in the pitching. Like, the bullpen has been the best piece this season so far. So you haven't been able to put it all together at the same time. It almost reminds me of, like, the last few years of – or rather, yeah, last few years of Julio Teheran. It was like, yeah, pitching or no hitting or hitting or no pitching.
Yeah,
it's like you can't put all the pieces you need to together right now. And it's just – and to your point, it's just spilling over into other places. It was just this piece, and now it's this piece and this piece, and now it's these three pieces. And so it's just, you know, and everything we're seeing right now is just like, you know, flashing, not your season. But we're going to hold on and see what happens because – it is a long season. There are more games to play. You know, people could fall off. Things could happen. So, I mean, we'll see. But right now, it's just like this big red flashing sign that says, not your season. Not your season.
I cannot hit curveball.
No.
Yeah, some of that going on, too.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Garrett got the whole soundboard over there. Because, yeah.
He's working it. Folks, Garrett's working over there this morning. August 2nd. Next year, you know, we make it through this season, and hopefully there is some playoffs for us. Next season, the Braves are tapped to do something very special, and that's what I think was a cool story for me this week, a sports story. The Braves announced that they're going to play the Cincinnati Reds at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
In 2025, right? NASCAR, Major League Baseball, kind of putting it together. Now, and Bristol's no stranger to that. They've had college football in that place
right.
before, Tennessee, Virginia Tech. So that's the thing, and I think people have to be excited about that. Excited to see the configure. I'm seeing the artist renderings of what they think it's going to look
really
like.
Yeah, it looks really cool, right?
It does. I wonder what the dimensions are of this thing.
I know. That thing looks huge.
You know, that's
you look a world away from the field. Because, like, the field and then the track and then, like, some distance risers and then the stands. So that was my question, too. Like, how far are we going to be away from the field? But it looks really cool.
Yeah, it really does. And it's remarkable. The baseball kind of thinking outside of the box, as is NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
If they figure they can put a track down in the L.A. Coliseum and have cars drive around in that, why not play baseball?
I feel like these are the two major league sports in America that kind of need to figure out how to shake it up the most. Like the NFL and the NBA, they going overseas. They going to do this. They going to do that. Different jerseys and different games. They figured out how to print their money with the extra pomp and circumstance. But that is something that we've seen MLB and NASCAR try to do more of. So seeing them hook up together to do it kind of makes sense to me. Like try to draw each other fan bases in, you know, kind of split the difference. You know, maybe you'll bring some new people to NASCAR. Maybe you'll bring some people that haven't watched baseball in a while back to baseball. And we can kind of, you know, grow both sports at the same time. So it seems like a cool idea. It looks really cool. Blooper looked really, really cool with his Dale Earnhardt shirt on yesterday with the ripped off sleeves. That might have been more fun to watch than the game. You had had Chipper in one of the race cars riding around. So the pregame looked really fun.
Yeah, talk about it. They call that place the Last Great Coliseum. It's kind of built like a big cereal bowl.
Looks like it, too.
It does. It does. But that's where they're going to baseball. And it makes you wonder, like, what other venue that we've only seen in one light would lend itself to something else. I mean, we've seen other things. We've seen, like F1. They're in the Dolphin Stadium parking lot. And they're running this right, you know. It doesn't look like it when you look at the way they fix it all up.
Right.
But that's basically where they're at. They also play a tennis tournament in that same parking lot.
It's almost like taking the idea of monster truck rally to the next level. Like how you would bring all the monster trucks in the dirt and put them all in the bed football arena and figure it out. It's like we're doing more cross sport action to kind of like fit it all in. But that's what it all feels like to me. It feels like going to see the monster truck rally at the Georgia Dome.
Right. Well, you know what? You're doing something else with that facility. That building's sitting there, and just like tracks and just like, you know, college football stadiums. They're sitting there, and they get used to so many days doing the course of a calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
This is an idea to do something a little different to bring baseball in there. I think it's neat. I'm curious to see what would they do like at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I was literally just sitting here thinking the same thing. I'm like, could you maybe have like a Georgia Tech game in Atlanta Motor Speedway or something like, you know, just to like test it out. You know, a big crowd and a sizable event, but maybe like the big game to kind of see what it would look like and what it would feel like. I think that would be really interesting. Have like Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern up there.
What I think would be cool is to do something. And of course, I think high school, and when I think about doing something like that, Atlanta Motor Speedway, have something. You know, maybe into the season, because we hear about a lot of schools that say, well, okay, we're Buford. Sometimes we have trouble getting teams to come from out of town, you know, or getting in line with teams in state to play us, have to end up playing teams from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Why not have something there and bring teams from cities where other NASCAR tracks are to play against the teams from
that
the Atlanta area?
Cool.
Right? Atlanta Motor Speedway, that
so
French.
Like,
bring right?
a team from like Indiana down here.
Yeah, from Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Bring a team from Daytona.
That would be cool.
You know, or Charlotte to come in, or Talladega area come over and play against the Georgia team at Atlanta Motor Speedway. That would be kind of, I'm curious to see if people would think that would be a cool thing. I mean, you got a grass, got big grass, infield grass there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Atlanta Motor Speedway. You got about 100 yards there.
It shouldn't take much to convert it. And to our point in this whole segment, like that's kind of where sports is. We're trying to figure out new ways to branch out and make it more grandiose, more exciting, more entertaining, get more eyes. And that's what it's going to take to like send the Braves to Centennial Park. and draw a diamond out there, throw some seats up, and call it a Field of Dreams game or something. That's what it's gonna take. Something interesting, something new. You're like, oh, well, that doesn't happen every day.
No,
let's go out there and see that.
That's the thing. So I mean, that's a little idea. And this thing with the Braves and the Reds up at Bristol Motor Speedway makes you think a little bit. Oh, by the way, NASCAR's racing is back this weekend. They're racing in Richmond, Virginia tomorrow evening. I think 6 o'clock is the start time for that one. So Cup Series getting back. I think they got 4 races until they get to the playoff. They're doing something different with some tires up there, too. We talk about that tomorrow morning as they get set to go racing. But right now, it's time to talk some Falcons, talk some NFL, and talk about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, with D-Led. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Got Sam, got Noel, got Garrett, other side of the glass, and from the sounds of the tune, we got. We got somebody who's at the Falcons game last night. D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC and AJC.com, has had an amazing week. And it's not over yet because I think he's at the airport as we speak this morning. D. Led, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Sam and Noel. Yeah, I'm here at the airport waiting for this Delta flight. Hopefully it's on time.
Yeah, we hope so, too. You know, they've had a problem with that here lately, but hopefully everything will go fine for you as well. How can you sum up, before we talk about Falcons last night, put this week in words for you, because you're celebrating a birthday, too, and happy birthday, but can you put this week in words?
Yeah, I'll try. It's been a, humbling and grateful a weekend that started in week or last started on August the 1st, the last 9 days, flying up to Canton, and then being awarded the Bill Nunn Memorial Award last Friday up in Canton, and delivering a speech to the Gold Jacket awardees there, and then going on the next day, Saturday, and seeing my name and on the plaque there and the museum and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Big moment for me and my family. We enjoyed that humbling experience, and then just had to get right back to work, get down to Miami, and keep working on the Falcons as they try to get things turned around under Coach Raheem Morris.
Well, D-Led, congratulations once again. What was your favorite moment of last week? Last week was all about you.
It was seeing my mom and my daughters and my wife and some high school friends, like, flew in from D.C. and Houston, and, you know, a lot of folks in Cleveland came on down to share the moment with me and with our family. That was the biggest moment. And then kind of seeing my name at the museum and Pro Football Hall of Fame, that was pretty big.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
huge. Now I got a name to look for when I get up to Canton.
I know, that's right. That's going to be there for keeps. Assess this week. I mean, we want to finally see this team on the field against some competition. We want to see if they, you know, some aggression. We want to see some execution. All the things that they gone over at Flowery Branch on the field, you know, in the film room, in the meeting rooms. How did it roll out to you?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. You know, they got the schemes in. You know, not real smooth right now, which, you know, was to be expected. A little spotty, but you could see some of the, you know, high points and low points as they were going up against the Dolphins, a team that had been to the playoffs the last couple of years. So they were playing up in weight class a little bit. But they held their own. You know, got the bad things. They lost three, to injury this week in Rondale Moore, DeMarco Hellams, and Braylon Trice. So, you know, you could, we'll find out about Trice and Hellams later on today. You got calls into their agents to see if they'll help us out and so forth. But other than that, you know, Mike Penn's got some work. Kirk Cousins got some work. He was spraying the ball around to Drake London, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts. So that part of it looked pretty good. Now you got to put all that together put a game on together on September the 8th.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter, and he is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. Yeah, it's the unfortunate part about playing the games, D. Led. And like I said earlier, you can't put the guys in bubble wrap. You got to get out there and get some reps in and play. But unfortunately, it could be 1 to 3 people that are lost for some time for this team this week.
Yeah, no doubt. No, biggest of the three, you know, all injuries are big. But Braylon Trice was a rookie, third-round pick that you were hoping could help with your outside linebacker crew and maybe help you with your pass rush there. Hallam was a dependable special teams tackler last year into the season as a starter. And then Rondale Moore, you got him from Arizona with the Desmond Ridder trade. We're hoping to, you know, salvage his career and get him back on track. A 4.28 guy who was trying to win that slot receiver position.
Right, so focusing on what we saw last night, because I haven't gotten to see much of the team not being able to reach Flowery Branch this year. Kelvin King had an interception. He almost had two interceptions. He looked pretty good last night at the corner spot. Where is he in the grand scheme of things as far as starting week one?
Yeah, Kevin's a former starter with the Green Bay Packers, 5 years in the league. Injury-riddled career. You know, I got some notes up on his injury history there, but he was able to get a couple plays, and he hasn't played in the last 2 years. He hasn't played since the 2021 season. So if you could get him back up to NFL starter quality, there's an opening at cornerback. So they got to keep put more on his plate and see if he can, you know, keep playing and stay healthy. He was, we spoke to him last night. He's a very thoughtful young man, a very grateful man to get the opportunity to try to resurrect his career here with the Atlanta Falcons.
We all wanted to see what the special teams were going to look like, especially the kickoff, and we got a look at it last night. Talk about guys who can catch on to that and adapt to it, how that helps them make this team, all things considered.
Yeah, it looks like a hot mess, Sam. Let's tell the truth. Nobody knows what to do. The Dolphins were squib kicking it. The Falcons were kicking it deep. It looked like Carlos Washington, one of the returners, he said it looked like, just playing ball at the playground. And we used to call it kill a man with a ball, where you just, run around and try to juke people. And then when you get tackled, you just throw the ball up in the air for the next guy. So, it's not very fluid right now. Going off of the Falcons game and the Hall of Fame game, and I got to see that. They're still just figuring this thing out. And it's really just a mad scramble to the ball at this point.
Yeah, you think as we go along through the season, maybe through your first three games or so, maybe you start to see some teams really figure it out and figure out ways to really use it?
Yeah, the thing that they're not showing is the reverses. You got to be able to have teams going one way and break it back the other way. You got to come up with some misdirection plans. And you got to come out with a way to you can't double team block, but you got to come up with a combination block. So you got to be able to bust open one of them lanes, and your guys got to be able to get to it, and you should have a pretty good return. So they're figuring that out now. You can't double team a wedge block. That'd be the easy thing. Just put two people on one and blow that hole up and go right to it. But you should be able to hit one guy, and then somebody else can come clean him up. But they're figuring out that the blocking schemes and how to create creases in that 5-yard space. Cause you guys can get away from you in that close space. It's not like you can line up that block real good. I saw Micah Abernathy. He was the lead blocker for Carlos Washington, and, he missed his block and Carlos is dead at the 20. So it's going to take some time, but it looks pretty funky right now.
All right, D-Lay, let's revisit these injuries, because to your point, you said we have one out, it could be three. So let's say we have three people out. Where does that lead this team? Are we looking to see who other teams cut on the practice squad? Are we maybe looking at a Jeffrey Simmons to come in here? Where do you think we would go in that direction if that's the case, unfortunately?
Yeah, Justin Simmons is the name that's being bandied about. The thing is, they don't have a lot of money, and most of the guys that are in good that are still on the street, they want the money.
Indeed.
It's not a good marriage. you can look at the back end of the rosters of other teams. Wide receiver wise, there's not much out there. Cornerback, safety wise, you got like five already in there, so you can get another one of those guys out there. Juju Smith-Schuster was the name that somebody threw
that
at
name
me.
Out there.
And so that's another one. Trace at linebacker, Yannick Ngakoue, I think, is still out there. But like I said, he wants money and they don't have any.
With that being said, we'll see what they do moving forward. Thoughts about some pass rush? I mean, these are guys who are looking to do some of that. We saw Ibukitty. They're doing some things and bringing some pressure. That's an important part for the success for this defense. Whoever's back in the secondary, they're going to benefit if we can have some consistent pass rush.
Yeah, no doubt, Sam, and they're hopeful. We haven't seen it come to life yet. They did do pretty good against some weak tackles down here in Miami in the joint practices. They were able to get, those touch sacks where they can't really tackle the guy, but they could – imagine that they had a sack. They had a lot of those. And then in the game, when they were going against the twos early, I didn't see a lot of heat. But that's something that's going to ramp up over time as you get closer to the season and so forth. But they're hopeful that they got a lot of guys to try to run through. Ever Cady, Trice is down now. Smith Williams, Damon Harris, Lorenzo Carter. Those are the edge guys, and then they're going to want to get a push up the middle to help those guys out. And then that's before you even get to your blitzes with Caden Ellis. He talked about even bringing Jesse Bates off the corner. so they know they might have to get creative in that area. of the football and have to figure out a way to get to the quarterback. I mean, you know, they could talk about, oh, we don't need sacks. We just want to move the quarterback. No, you don't. Stop it. Quit lying to us. You need sacks. You got to get to the quarterback.
Indeed, we do. I mean, to put it the way you put it, D-Lay. But it's the truth. You know, that's coming up. Coming up this week, your trip up to Baltimore. Do we start to see some of the guys, or do we? Are we waiting for the third and final preseason game before we see most of our starters?
I don't think we're going to see them, Sam. That's just the reality. And the real crime is that they charge people full price for these tickets.
People like me. Yes, hey. They do. People like
well,
me.
Yeah.
That's the real crime. But as we move to 18 games and the schedule here, they're going to have to figure out what to do with those two exhibition games. They're really just tryout games for the guys near the back of the roster. You want to keep the guys in your Rolodex. If something happens, you can say, like, hey, I had this guy in camp. Natron Brooks, who's been on the practice squad. Carlos Washington's been on the practice squad. You know, it's probably going to be tough making the 53, but you can keep 16 of them with you. So that gets you up to, you know, that's 16 plus 53 for our fast math people. I think that's 69. So, you know, you're really just cutting 21 guys. You want to keep them around just in case something happens to the other people as the season goes on. So, that's what we're really looking at is the back end of the roster here. Don't expect to see the starters. No, we're not going to see Kirk Cousins. So when he throws his first pass to Kyle Pitts, it's going to be in a regular season game.
D-Lay, quick question. In your opinion, who do the Falcons face week one? Is it Justin Fields or is it Russell Wilson?
It's sounding like Fields is getting ready. I saw his dad at the cookout last week, at the Kai Gamma Gamma cookout, so got to see him. But it looked like early on it's Justin because Russell's got hurt. So, you know, he had the pole position. And, you know, at some point they're going to have to start getting ready for the regular season. And so far looks like it's going to be Justin.
Wow, wow, wow. D-Lay, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning there. How far are you from boarding? You guys get on the plane here soon?
Oh, I'm good. I think we board in 2 minutes.
2 minutes. We got you on in just enough time.
Perfect interview.
Absolutely. Well, this is a perfect fit. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And once again, congratulations on a tremendous week for you and your family. Safe travels home. Hope we see you at the Flower Branch this week.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Sam and Noel. Thanks for having me and glad to come on the show.
All right. That is D. Orlando Ledbetter. You time out just right. Now you can give him boarding call. He can go get to his seat and everything.
Excellently.
You know?
We helped him kill time for the flight.
Well, look at that. Takes off. How about that, right?
Giving us all that good Miami information on the Atlanta Falcons.
That's great to hear from him. All right, folks. We got one more segment to go before we wrap things up and turn it over to John Fricke, top of the hour. You stay with us, Sam, Noel. You got Garrett, other side of the glass. On this Saturday morning, beautiful Saturday morning, and here in Midtown Atlanta, Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com.
Beacon.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Come on, baby.
929thegame.com. Sam and Noel with you on this Saturday morning. Got Garrett. Hey, he's just been weaving all morning. Just weaving it all together. A tapestry, if you will. Doing that for us this morning. What's going on, man?
It's all different, man. It's all different.
Yeah.
We started with some dueling banjos, and we've gone to now we're on the Doors. A little Marshall Tucker.
Yeah.
Hit the note.
You know, Beatles.
Beatles in
there. You know, it's just
doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I had a little
stuff today.
You know,
Aerosmith at one point.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a ball over here.
You know?
We're just enjoying ourselves.
We are
doing some mother, sister, brother, cousin.
Yeah, we had that going on. I want to remind people that, you know, the Falcons coming back. They're going to be back at work up at Flowery Branch, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be back up at the Falcons training camp, Ticketmaster Studios, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. The morning shift will be there. The steakhouse will be there. Andy and Randy will be there, giving you the latest from Falcons camp. And then after they're done, Dukes and Bell will be at their usual outpost, Hooters, at the Mall of Georgia.
Full day. I guess nobody's going to be in here but the producers, huh?
You know, hey.
Full day. Out on the town.
That's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then, of course, the Falcons will fly up to Baltimore for a game tomorrow, a game next week this time that you will hear. Matter of fact, this time next week, we'll be getting ready for the pregame show.
Pregame show.
Wow, we are
already there.
At 10 a.m. next Saturday, Falcons in Baltimore. And the kickoff is at 12 noon tomorrow. You may ask, why are they kicking off a preseason game at 12 noon? Because the Orioles are in town, and they're playing the Red Sox, I think, the night before, and then they're playing them again Saturday night, and they kind of all share the same parking areas.
Uh-oh.
And down in Baltimore. So, you know.
One of those mixed-use sports developments.
Yes. Great stadiums, though. And I've been to watch a football game, you know, where the Ravens play, but I have not been to a baseball game at Camden Yards.
They say Camden Yards is so amazing. I gotta put that on my list.
Yeah. I want to, every time I go, either it's not baseball season or they're out of town.
Yeah.
You know, I was up in that area for a wedding a couple of years ago, and I go up there and, you know, Orioles were out of town.
That always happens to me in Detroit. I always want to see the Braves play the Tigers in Detroit because I'm usually there, but every time I'm there, they're usually here. Which is weird. My mom lucked out in, where was she? She was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
For a conference, and she looked up, and the Braves were there.
The Braves
so
were
she,
there.
She watched the Braves whoop up on them right quick. I said, look at you.
That's neat. But, I mean, the Orioles are great. I mean, the Orioles have become a hot ticket last couple of seasons.
Yeah, they
really have. So, I mean, that's the big deal, the expectations for that team this year and what they could accomplish in the postseason. So that the Falcons game is sandwiched in between a couple of games. I think they got the Red Sox up there next week for a game on Friday and then a game on Saturday. But in between that, and we will have Falcons and Ravens, and we will get to hear it here on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
I would hate to be up there for that because, you know, like you have all the excitement about the Baltimore Orioles right now and everybody's going to be down there and cheering them and they look like they're going to the playoffs. And then you have the excitement of Ravens fans on top of that, next trying to come in and cross lanes. Oh, no.
Crab cakes for everybody.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
You might want to pick them up on your way to the stadium if you have something to eat in the car while you're waiting for this transfer of people. Like, you're going to be in the parking lot waiting for somebody to pull out so you can take the parking spot type deal.
That's what it may take. Today, of course, is, you know, the Saturday with Olympics coming up. And what's on the schedule? What all we got coming up today?
Oh, we have, let's see, golf is happening right now, okay. Women's golf. And then we have soccer, the women's gold match tournament against U.S. against Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the men's high jump at 1 o'clock. And then we have the men's 800 final at 1:15. The women's 100 hurdles at 1:35. It's just on and on and on. Men's basketball, because I know y'all want to know when that is, is versus France is today at 3:30 p.m.
All right,
you're forgetting one.
Whoa. Which one? Yes, men's breaking. Yes.
Breaking.
Which I think Snoop is going to be at because they have Snoop in the commercial. So I think they're going to try to salvage breaking by bringing Snoop in. But that is today. Let me see what time.
Oh, my goodness.
Breaking is today.
Yikes.
That is at 10. Oh, it's right now. It's going to be in 15 minutes. Breaking starts in 15 minutes, people. U.S. versus Japan is up first. Oh, why we got to be against Japan?
Yeah, I know. Can we win?
Y'all could have spread that out.
That says a lot now. You know, are we saying we can't beat Japan in breaking?
I mean,
We invented breaking. It started here, didn't it?
We may need to turn over every stone, leaf, look under every bridge for every person that is still really, truly in the art form. I don't know if we did the best worldwide casting research to send the best four people we could on each side. I don't know. But like I said, let's open up that Bronx breaking camp because we need it. We lost the sauce, y'all. We have lost the sauce. Lithuania is saucing all over us, man.
Lithuania.
Lithuania with the do-rag.
Get out. got to be kidding me. Wait, it's Olympics. But anyway, you know what? It's the Olympics. It's the next to last day. And, you know, we want to see the last chance to get some more medals for the U.S. Still got some more track. Of course, we're going to be watching basketball. Of course, we're going to be watching soccer, women's soccer today. This gold medal match will be coming up in a little over an hour. And that's all going on. So it's going to be great to watch. Again, it's been fantastic viewing the last 2.5 weeks. The stories, the backstories, the mic'd up family members.
Yeah.
The children. You know, in the past, you may see a coach or a parent, but now you're seeing, like, the children of some of the competitors. Mm-hmm. Some who are awake and enjoying it, some who sleep through the whole thing, like the kid whose dad was swimming, and Snoop is there yelling and screaming, and the mom, and this kid is, like, just out, right? He just missed the whole thing.
And that's probably Anthony Edwards' daughter, too. She's there, but I'm sure she's just asleep in the crowd.
Yeah.
No idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But she's there, and she's watching daddy try to go get gold. It's fun to see. And on top of that, you know, speaking of the Olympics and sponsorships and the money and type of things that they're going to get, Mallory Swanson is already on the scene, y'all.
How about that?
I done seen this Mallory Swanson Bank of America ad about 7 times already.
How about that?
When she buys a little girl next door a soccer goal because she's see outside practicing in the Mallory Swanson jersey. It was adorable. I said, see, look at that. Dance man don't want getting extra outside money. He ain't the only one getting mailbox money, as Greg would call it.
I know that's right. Tell you what, top of the hour, John Fricke's going to ship in with us. I think we got a minute to talk with her right now. John, good morning to you.
Sam, what is up? Hey, Noel.
Hey, John.
It's the morning after seeing our Falcons play for the first time.
Yeah. I got to tell you that I think the NFL has I hope they realize – I don't know what it's going to take for them to realize, not to kind of put a damper and be serious here for a second. They got to get rid of the preseason, Sam. Noel, they got to get rid of it.
I kind
of
agree with you.
They just have to stop playing preseason. They have to stop playing NFL preseason games.
And just start the season and go from there and
like college football, like high school. Yeah, you got to stop it.
I actually agree with you, John. I was thinking it myself.
The product cannot accept, you know, first off, I mean, you can do all these cuts and make all these determinations of practice or combined practices or whatnot, but you cannot run the risk of these injuries. You can't. It's bad football, and you can't run the risk of injury. It just is not worth it.
Man, but you know how you're supposed to. So we're going to be accepting possibly a subpar product for the first couple of weeks of the regular season. Is that going to be okay?
Wait a second. Excuse me. Georgia Tech and Florida State going to be a subpar product because they didn't play a preseason game?
Well, no. No, it shouldn't be. But that's college football, the way college football prepares.
Okay, so the NFL, I think those guys are used to it. They did play college football, so.
I would argue that we're kind of getting that anyway. Due to the lack of preseason and the starters not playing at all, they're all kind of jogging their way through the first month anyway, trying to get up to speed, right? So what is the difference between sitting them all and just starting week one? Sitting them all and starting week one and just.
Because I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
You and Sam can speak to this. I guess my point is that. You know, you can't just play the guys that are like 60 through 90. The rosters aren't big enough. So you're forced to play guys like, in the case of the Falcons, Braylon Trice and DeMarco Helms, because you got to have bodies out there.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're going to sit the majority of your starters, young players that you really are counting on, look, because don't we all agree that if you blow it out in a regular season game, Matt, you know what, it sucks. It sucks to be you. Sucks to be us. When you do it in a preseason game, man.
It's like wasted potential.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's true. And now they're faced with those three people out, you know, checking some waiver wires, maybe see if you got somebody, you know, in camp that can step into those positions. But, you know, it hurts for them to go out here in the first week of just making contact with another opponent. That's not what you want to see at all.
Especially two defensive
players. There's something else here. I want to know, is it us? I mean, between the Hawks and the Braves and the Falcons. Is it us, or is there like another town that gets decimated like we do?
Yeah.
And it seems to just roll from team to team, right? Like this team gets hurt, and then you pick up a new season, and now it's happening to this team, and then you pick up another season, and now it's happening to this. You're like, wait a minute, I just saw that last season with this team, and now y'all are doing it.
We got the #2 draft pick from the Hawks already had foot surgery.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
Joy.
Anyway. I'm not trying to put a damper on anything. I could come in here and have some fun with you. Because I was thinking about, one of the things I was thinking about, I'll do this real quick. If there's one, you've seen a sport, you've seen all the Olympics. If there's one sport that you would never have thought, you know, you go to basketball or track or swimming or whatever, gymnastics. Is there's one sport that you go, you know what, I would actually buy a ticket to go watch that in person.
I think handball is actually intriguing me. It's a lot going on here. It's like a bit basketball, a little soccer, a little field hockey. It's a lot happening here. I might actually check out handball.
Yeah, I kind of like the water polo. I kind of like the water polo. I think the underwater shots of what they're doing, they're giving each other the business out up under that water, man. Those guys, they are working.
Yeah, but I don't think you're seeing that if you're a person. I don't think you're – there's no, like, you know, camera under the water. I think you're kind of sitting in the stands. I said, you know, I think I'd go watch ping pong. Because the dudes – and just see it in person – like, I can't do that in my basement.
That's not the stuff you do in your basement. Not at all. Not at all. It is. It is remarkable to see. John, we all set for you to come up next. Have a fantastic show and have a great call, the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic next week, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'll be Wednesday night, right? Yeah, me and Harper. Yeah, matter of fact, Harper will be on the show in about half an hour.
Fantastic. Looking forward to giving it a listen. All right, that is John coming up with Harper. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Noelle, we're going to get together tomorrow morning. We're going to have some fun again.
Yes, sir. We're going to do it all over again.
My goodness.
Me, you, and Atlanta. We're going to do it all over again.
Garrett on the other side of the glass, man. Thanks for coming in and working your magic as always, sir.
Amazing as always, GC.
Hey, man. This is the dream, man. And Noelle, I'm thrilled for you. Congratulations. Good jumping on air. This is fantastic. Great show.
Thank you.
That's what we got. Folks, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Sam and Noel sitting in for Greg in his absence. That is tomorrow morning. You'll be with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.